Do you know what it is to be broken? Job had lost everything. His house, his wealth, his health, his children. His wife told him, "Curse God and die." Job was broken, and he poured out his grief. Doesn't man have hard service on earth? Aren't his days like those of a hired man, like a slave longing for the evening shadows, or a hired man waiting eagerly for his wages? So have I been allotted months of futility, and nights of misery have been assigned to me. When I lie down, I think, how long before I get up? The night drags on, and I toss till dawn. My body is clothed with worms and scabs. My skin is broken and festering. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope. Remember, O God, that my life is but a breath. My eyes will never see happiness again. Job was broken, and he didn't turn to himself. He didn't try to figure out some way to say, it'll get better. He admitted his pain, and he confessed his suffering, and he prayed that God would remember him. God had not forgotten Job. He knew the time was coming. 2,000 years later, he showed how he remembered Job. As Jesus had hard service on the earth, that his days were like the days of a hired man, and like a slave longing for the evening shadows, or a hired man waiting eagerly for his wages, it appeared as if all Jesus had done was futile and worthless. His body was broken on the cross, and he died. But this is how God remembered Job. Not by telling him to act as if everything was getting better, or just to cheer up. He didn't tell Job to think positive, or stop saying such sad things. God remembered Job by suffering for him and with him. So then, 2,000 years before, Job could say, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. And yes, Job was right. Brothers and sisters, we live in a broken world, and so often we are broken. God doesn't tell you to just cheer up. He suffers with you and for you. And in the end, you will see your Savior stand on the earth too. And the story is true.